Hey, how's everyone doing? It's New Year's. We're in the new year, like, a little bit, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the fifth.
I'm Joel, your mostly host. Like, I host all the episodes, and then I have a dude who comes in with me. Where's that dude, by the way?
I'm right here. I'm a dude that comes in.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool.
Don't you have another dude that normally comes in with you, too?
Yeah, but he's, like, on the off weeks. Wait.
Did you hear
Wait
that?
A minute. This is your off week, isn't it?
I think it is. We must be stuck in some sort of podcast limbo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
Ah.
Oh, there you are. We were trying to prompt you. What the heck?
We've been waiting for you to say something for the past 2 minutes.
Well, you got me to say something.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we were going to do this thing, but yeah, we've got both of my co-hosts this week. Surprise!
How fun. Yugi boy.
What's that mean?
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm making fun of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, cool. I don't watch that show.
Yeah, nobody watches Yu-Gi-Oh! Anymore. Probably because I don't think it's on TV anymore, but that's fine.
You have no idea how much it's still on TV.
Is it?
It's annoying.
Is it still a thing
that happens? It's so bad. Oh, man. I don't even want to tell you about what they did to the card game. Like, that's a whole... That's just funny stuff.
I remember they had one where they were on motorcycles.
Didn't they, like, make an entire new set of rules or something?
Yeah, the new Master Rule 4 that completely changes how the game had been played since the beginning.
Does it look more like Magic the Gathering now or something?
No. Actually, Magic the Gathering would be an awesome field. No, our field now is vertical, where you have two boss monsters called Link Monsters that you have to go into if you want to actually play the game at all. Like, if you like fusions, synchros, XYZs, well, you're going to have to buy these new Link Monsters.
I have no idea what any of that means.
I know.
All I know, I think the only term I know from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Pendulum Monsters. Spells and monsters merged together.
Oh, wow. I think the only term I know is synchro
That's
summon.
Beautiful.
Or something like that. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's where you add star levels up and tuners and stuff.
I have an understanding of two of the words that you just said.
Oh, just imagine math done really dumb, and it's very simple. And then it got simple, and then they made pendulums, and then they made it complicated, and then all the rules got more complicated with links, because I could tell you all the things that links do, other than, like, remember column cards back in the day? Columns?
No.
No.
Okay, back in Season 1, they tried to release a set of cards called Columns, and they had abilities based on columns of cards that were in columns in the game. Well, that didn't do very well. Nobody bought them. So they decided to make Link Monsters years later that are all based on columns.
Hey, I listened to that Play podcast you were telling me to listen to. They just talked about Yu-Gi-Oh! For like 5 minutes.
I remember there was like some very short thing about dice as well.
Oh, there's always dice. Dice try, dice... I remember they made a card that blows up the board based on die rolls, but that's fun. Oh, hand traps. Hand traps, now they're hilarious.
Hey, Tyler wonderful. And Joel, I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
You guys remember that card game that we used to play on this podcast? Yeah. That I mean...
What card game
is it used to play? That's like why we're here,
isn't
it?
How long has it been? Yeah, the first 4 minutes of this podcast has just been talking about Yu-Gi-Oh!, which two of us I don't think have ever played.
Nope. We don't.
You got a good point. Let's get to it. Let's get playing this other card game that I've never heard of. That's about...
All right. So, Austin, you remember how it worked last week?
Yes.
Okay. And Tyler, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode or not. You know how, like, in all your favorite animes, the people who do the show are like, hey, what would it be like if our two bravest heroes fought each other for whatever reason?
I am out of the loop. I have no idea. What?
Oh, you know, like in Fairy Tail, where for some reason they get Natsu and Gray to fight. Or they create an entire new arc for Naruto so that Naruto and Sasuke have to fight. Or... for whatever reason, in the first Digimon, the dude who had the wolf and the dude who had the dinosaur had to fight.
Oh, okay. So, like, the the alpha and the other guy. The beta and the alpha guy always fight for some reason. I remember that. That was so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be you. That's what you two are going to do this episode. We're going to do that.
So we're going to fight? All right, now get over here so I can start punching it.
Yeah, you and Austin.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, no. We're going to fight with our words like gentlemen. Except not like gentlemen, because we're still going to be doing a logical debate.
The only way I know how to fight like a true gentleman is Fox only, Final Destination, no items.
That makes sense, too. Well, you're going to have to learn to do it with your words, especially since you've already done it a couple times on this show. What's it been now?
It's just a couple times, you know?
Yeah, like, I think it's been 3 times, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think I'm going to delete
anyway,
Instagram.
Anyway, what are we doing? I need to explain the rules, don't I? Yeah. So, first off, this is Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. I'm glad you stuck with us for 6 minutes to learn what that is. yeah. So, I made a card game, and now we're playing it. That's basically what's going on. And the way this works, you know what a logical fallacy is? It's an illogical argument of some kind. Or any other way that you can, like, derail an argument. That's what we focus on here on the podcast of Illogical Debate. So, I'm going to give each of them a logical fallacy that they have to use in their argument. And then they're going to fight over a random topic. And this topic is not going to be anything serious. It's going to be things like, do aliens exist? Or is the Earth flat? You know, insignificant things like that.
Alien Jesus.
I think we're ready to get started. You can just ignore everything that happened in the chat before this.
Hold on, wait. There's one thing I don't want to ignore, and it's the fact that Joel rolled 4 d20s, and it added up to 69.
Oh, yeah. Quagmire's number.
420, 69. Nice, nice, nice.
See, that's why we were going
but
to ignore that.
Why would
that.
We ignore something so nice?
But
I win.
Because now everyone else is going to start rolling dice. And really, the only die that should be rolling is the one I'm about to roll.
Yeah, he's got a point.
To declare evens or odds.
Yeah. But who's calling it? Who's calling the evens or odds?
I have no idea. I'm just kind of going with the flow here. Oh, God, that was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference.
Oh, which one do you want, Austin?
I guess it's time to duel. Let's go with the
Yeah, great. Evens. At least that's a good Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. It's not one that makes you cringe.
That's an odd number. So, Tyler, are you going first?
What's the theme of today's debate? Are you willing to tell us?
We're just going with the deck this time.
Okay, then I'll just let him decide. I don't care.
Oh,
yeah.
So, Austin, you going first or second?
Oh, man. I'm probably going to have to argue for, like, dictatorships now or something. I don't know.
I don't think I have a card about dictatorships in the main deck.
Expansion pack.
Good idea, though. Thanks. So, could you guys both, like, private message me your...
Well, can't you just look at them?
Your method cards whenever you get a moment.
I figured you could just look at them.
Because they're in our hands.
No. Nope, I don't have that kind of authority.
Joel, it's easy. Just hack into my computer real quick.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of power. I mean, most of my internet is being taken up by this call. So, hacking into your internet...
I just figured you would post it as an admin on the server or whatever. I don't know.
Oh. Well, there's a way to do that.
Well, I mean, you made the game, so, I mean, I figured you just had the...
Yeah, I know, but I had to upload the cards to roll 20, and I'm still learning how cards work. Like, just earlier today, I learned there was a way to stop you from just throwing cards onto the table.
Well, I knew that.
Is there? I can't put my card on the table anymore?
Oh, no, you can throw cards from your hand onto the table. I'm saying you guys can't draw cards from the deck.
I sent you the message through Discord. You can go ahead and look at it. I don't know. I don't really understand the name. I may have actually...
I sent it to you through Messenger, so...
Okay. I'm pretty sure Austin has the ability to see...
Well, he shouldn't look at it. Well, go somewhere else. Get out of there.
I haven't looked at it. I haven't opened Discord, so I do not know.
Okay, I'll send it through you more messaging, but okay, that's... Okay, sorry.
Okay, in the future.
I promise I will not look at it. I haven't looked at it, so...
All right, let's get our advertiser-friendly Christian channel going.
Excuse me?
Anyway, so this is your first debate topic. Best frozen dessert. ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Who
was going first again?
Great.
Tyler, you're going first.
Well, that is completely, I'm at a disadvantage.
Tyler, tell us why we should like ice cream.
You do that good! Yeah! I love ice cream because it tastes good going down my throat. Mm-hmm, melts all the way down to my gullet. Golly gee, Superman. That's all I can debate because it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I'm done. I don't really have anything to go with this.
Okay, Austin for frozen yogurt.
Now, let me tell you why frozen yogurt is the best frozen dessert. Ice cream, I mean, it's good, but here's the thing. It's sweet and it's fattening. It's got so many calories. Now, on the other hand, yogurt, sweet, sweet yogurt. It's got the same nice taste of ice cream and that same frozen dessert treat feel, but it's good for you. Because, I mean, it's yogurt, duh.
Okay. Well, if you're going to go that route, I'm going to say this or ask you one question. If you like yogurt so much,
what?
Then do you eat it like you would ice cream?
Yes, I do.
Aha, so you do like ice cream.
Sometimes. I've eaten ice cream before, but I mean, frozen yogurt is...
I declare that your argument's invalid, therefore you like ice cream. Therefore, I win the argument.
I've still got like two more sections.
I know. It's a joke. it's a smart argument, okay? It's how I have to do this, okay? So just your actions are invalid. Therefore, your argument is invalid because you also like ice cream. Haha.
I couldn't tell if that was still part of the question when because I had that question time. But anyways, I think I'm.
Yeah. No, basically, as soon as he starts talking again, question time's over.
All right. On a podcast about a game I don't even know how to play.
Anyway, that's life.
For my next section.
Sorry, we're all kind of learning as we go here. I hadn't thought of, like, what would happen if someone interrupted you while you were answering the question. So,
all right.
New rule.
on to my rebuttal part. Yeah, this is a rebuttal part. Listen, even though I like ice cream, this debate is all about what the best frozen dessert is. So I can like ice cream, but the best frozen dessert is definitely gonna be a frozen yogurt. Listen, if you like ice cream too much, then you're gonna end up eating it all the time. And you're gonna have it for dinner every night, and then you're gonna have it when you're... significant other breaks up with you, and then you're going to eat too much of it because you already like it, so you have your normal consumption plus the depression consumption, and you're just going to eat so much of it, and then you're not going to be able to do anything because all you're doing in life is eating ice cream, and that's it. That doesn't happen with frozen yogurt.
Okie dokie, Mr. Pokey, if I might call you that. Your arguments...
No, you can't.
I'm going to do it anyway, so...
You may not.
Your argument is invalid because your actions, they just speak entirely different. You seem to want to eat frozen yogurt because it's so much like ice cream, because it's sweet, tasty, and it makes a good dessert. But ice cream did it first. Ice cream is the better yogurt. Ice cream is God. Ice cream is love. It's life. It's delicious. Also, ice cream's good, so you just like it.
In closing, frozen yogurt, it does taste like ice cream, you know? But here's the thing. It's better than ice cream because it's good for you still. It has all the benefits of ice cream, but with extra health benefits. And with those two things combined, that makes it way better than ice cream. You eat, like I said, you eat too much ice cream, you're just going down that path. You're going down that path of no return. And ain't nobody gonna help you. Too much ice cream is too much sadness in your life. I'm done.
Tyler, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode or not, but basically what we did, because we had an extra guy, was I went through the entire like judging process as detailed in the official rules.
Okay.
Which is to say, I gave my opinion on who won based on three judgment criteria as detailed in the official rules. And those were, did you use your fallacy? Who had the best opening argument? And who had the best responses to criticism?
So I'm going to say I probably did good on the fallacy thing, but beyond that, I don't think I did good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fallacy okay. was kind of weird.
You guys want to read off your fallacies real quick?
My fallacy was slippery slope. Claim that one action or choice will lead to a chain of events that leads to a specific outcome.
Not bad. Used.
All right. Mine is toquo de quiquo, whatever that word is, and it's to declare...
Tu quoque, I think.
Okay, well, it's to declare criticism invalid because the opponent actions don't wholly match that of their claims. And I didn't really know how to actually take that with the ice cream other than just to say that, you know, he liked ice cream because the things he liked about the yogurt were the same as the ice cream, so...
Well, I think that's the best you could do. I'll count it.
Beyond that, I didn't really know where to take this.
So, I'm going to go ahead and give you, Tyler, the... best opening argument.
Did I have the best opening argument? I didn't think it was that.
No, it wasn't that good, but it was also memorable.
I forgot all about what I said.
Yeah, I don't remember it either, honestly, so.
That's so memorable.
It was short, sweet, to the point, and with a funny voice.
Define funny.
Put funny voices in all my opening arguments.
Nope, trick only works once. Now, best responses to criticism. Austin, I feel like you got a lot of criticism flung at you, and you kind of just ignored it.
Yeah, I was too busy figuring out that slippery slope stuff.
Like a boss.
Yeah. And Tyler, I don't know that you actually got that much criticism flung at you.
Like a boss.
Your argument was kind of hard to criticize, I think.
I don't think it was easy to understand.
Yeah, but Austin actually did have a response to criticism that was flung at him.
So he wins that one, yeah.
So we've got a tie sort of there. So I guess I'm going to have to decide now, who used their fallacy better?
I don't know about that one.
Ugh.
I think it was the naked ape.
Oh man, those were both pretty good fallacy uses.
Just ice cream and sadness.
Tyler. Yep, I'm gonna have to go with Tyler. Ice cream and sadness wins this round.
That's fine. I don't think I used my fallacy that well anyway, so.
You used it, and you led us down a slippery slope. I don't know what else you could do with it.
A slippery slope full of melted ice cream. Gross and sticky.
That sounds so wrong and yet so right.
A fun fact, I haven't had frozen yogurt in like 3 years, so honestly, I didn't know what to say.
You want to move on?
Okay, let's go.
Who wants to call the die this time?
Well, I called it last, so he should call one.
Sure. You know, the die is favoring odds tonight, so I'm going to go with evens.
Well, continues to favor odds.
No, I thought that would work, too.
Nice try.
Hold on, wait. Joel, I'm about to send you something.
All right, I sent it to you.
Okay. So, Tyler, you going first? Thank you. First or second, Tyler?
I think I went first in most of these, haven't I?
Yeah.
I'll go second this one.
Can we do mine?
Sure. Tyler, which did you say you were doing? First or second?
Yeah, I'll go in second. What's
okay.
going on? What?
Austin just sent me a message for a topic idea, and I want to do it now. So, we're doing that instead of the card I drew. You ready for this?
Apparently not as much as him. He knows what the topic is.
Okay. The topic is Tide Pods. Tasty or dangerous?
Oh, God, this meme. Didn't PewDiePie make fun of this meme? Doesn't that make it dead?
I don't know.
I don't know. No, the fact that we're doing it means we are currently in the act of murder.
Am I arguing for it, then, or anyway, against it? Wait, since...
You are arguing that Tide Pods are dangerous
okay.
to eat, or just dangerous in general. And Austin thinks they're delicious, the forbidden fruit. Austin, you're going first.
All right. So, listen, Tide Pods are the most delicious thing out there. I mean, you pick one of those bad boys up and they're nice and squishy. They're like a nice little ball of, like, Jell-O or pudding. Man, you pop one of them bad boys in your mouth and, let that goo flow. And listen, Tide Pods, they're delicious because they're natural. As Joel said, they are the forbidden fruit. So, Tide Pods, definitely tasty. Yes!
Is that it? Tyler, I don't know if that... Are you okay?
The rest of the time.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'll argue my point now. Okay. I declare, Tide Pods are quite unhealthy for people. It clearly contains detergent and other unsatisfactory things that would make one's stomach churn and just not feel so good. You shouldn't try Tide Pods if you can... Well, if you can even think. It's just stupid to eat a Tide Pod. Why would you even suggest it? Oh, if trends hold true, people might eat them tomorrow, and a child could die from it. Oh, no. We must save the children. Oh.
Okay. I love how many accents
you have.
It's like 10 different... I felt like 10 different people were talking to me. A mob of people.
I have no idea what I was doing. I just was making a...
Alright. Austin?
Listen, Tide Pods are so tasty, so yummy and delicious. Those things come from God's green earth. I know it's the forbidden fruit, but by golly, those things, once you... It's like a gusher, but better, because it's natural. You think Tide Pods are made in a factory somewhere? Absolutely not. God put those things on this green earth of his, and it is our duty to eat them.
Oh my, you listen here, boy. You shouldn't be eating no Tide Pods. I ate soap once when I said curse words to my mother. And if that holds true, that stuff does not taste good. It is clearly a detergent. Why would you ever dare to eat something like that? Oh, my goodness. Are you trying to get people to eat detergent? What if someone were to get sick and die? What's wrong with you? You and your memeish culture, what has become of the children? Oh!
The forbidden fruit will always be tasty. As it says in the Bible, the forbidden fruit... is the tastiest, which is why it is forbidden. And that's why Tide Pods are the most natural, tasty thing on this in this universe. Pluck one off the tree and stick it in your mouth. I'm done.
I gotta put my earphones on.
I think you just killed Tyler.
He started bringing the Bible up. I'm just, oh shit. Okay. I'm sorry. Go back to what you were doing. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. It's your closing statement.
He kept making his argument. I'll just mute you or dim your voice a bit.
I couldn't help but laugh when he mentioned. All right. Why are you bringing up the Bible for your Tide Pod orgy? It's just... Oh, no. What is becoming of this world? Oh. If you consume Tide Pods, your brain will rot. Oh, even thinking about it... Oh. Makes me want to throw up. Ugh. Terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. Stop it now and declare yourself unable to continue this debate.
Okay. Well, he is unable to continue this debate because that was the end.
So.
All right. Before I get into anything, I just want to point out, Tide spends, like, millions every year on advertising campaigns to remind parents not to let kids near Tide Pods.
Tide, give us some of your money, please.
Because they look like tasty candy. Yeah, Tide spends, like, millions a year on that. And they would rather continue spending millions a year on that than spend millions one time to have them not look like candy.
Give us some of your money.
I don't know what's wrong with Tide. Why you gotta make them things look so dang delicious?
Add some strawberries next to them. It'll help.
Hey, Tyler, pull the mic away.
No, I think that'll make it worse.
Trust me, it'll help. It'll help.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get on with it. So who wants to read their fallacy first?
Okay. I don't know how well I did this one. It was the gambler's fallacy. Assume information about future events based on a trend set by the past events.
Well, Tide Pods are trending.
That's true. Yep. And I assume that soap tastes bad and it was bad for you, so I guess that kind of counts.
I'll accept that.
He killed people once. Could do it again.
Austin?
So
your turn,
my
Austin.
Fallacy, I'm going to say this before I state my fallacy. My fallacy was greatly helped by the fact that Joel said the forbidden fruit. Because my fallacy is appeal to nature. Declare that because something is natural, it is inherently good, truthful, or correct.
Of course.
So my whole argument was based around the fact that Joel called it the forbidden fruit. And that's actually what a lot of people have been calling it on the internet.
Oh, that's man. Why I said it.
Joel, you need to give entertainment points to him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how to do entertainment points, but you get them.
Hey, DM, give me a point of inspiration so I can use it to help me out.
You get 5 XP for inspiration. Doesn't do anything in this game, but maybe in the next D&D game, he can give you some XP.
Yeah. Oh.
God damn it, son of a...
Yeah, just let me do it.
All right, Christian Channel. I'm making a joke. I'm making a joke. It's based on something funny. People who get the joke will understand.
Yeah, no swearing.
Actually, it's more like a situation where there's lots of swearing, and I'm making fun of the concept that we kind of have already. Bitch!
Yeah, Christian Channel, no swearing.
Son of a bitch! Oh, at least we're advertiser. Now,
Austin,
oh, shit.
Oh, don't worry about us not being advertiser-friendly. Have you heard of My Brother, and Me? They are about as not advertiser-friendly as you can get, and they still get advertisers.
Hey, did you guys hear about what Jake Paul did?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's not talk about that right now.
Anyways, let's move on.
Evens or odds? Oh, wait, guys. I know we've run long for some reason, but we're down to it.
Yeah, this is it.
This time we'll go from the deck.
Well, I'll always say odds, but...
Okay, I'll take that as
woo-hoo!
A call.
Oh,
hey, Austin, guess what?
I get to choose.
You get to pick.
Hallelujah.
You know what? I'm going to go first. Let's do this.
Tomato. Fruit or vegetable? Tell me why tomato is a fruit.
Let me tell you, Joel. Tomato is a fruit because it looks like an apple. There's one thing. It grows on a vine. Want to know what else grows on vines? That's right, grapes. And grapes are fruit. So, I mean, tomatoes obviously gotta be a fruit. I mean, there's just no other way. It doesn't make sense for it to be a vegetable. There's also the fact that I think one of the qualifications of being a fruit is that it has, like, seeds in it. And tomatoes definitely do have seeds in them.
My daddy once told me a fruit was not a fruit if it also came from a tomato plant. And since he said it, it must be true. My mama also said it wasn't a fruit. She said it was a weird, smelly thing on a plant. And that I should eat it if I want to feel good. Therefore, it's good. Also, every time I get me a drink from them Holiday Inn Expresses, them V8s or whatever, they're always calling it a veggie. And I've just got to say, if they call it a veggie, I'm going to call it a veggie. That ain't no fruit. That's a veggie. Mm-hmm. That's what them scientists do done say. That's what I say as well. Mm-mm. I don't know what else you can argue from that. Your turn, my friend. That's your turn.
All right. Let me tell you, tomato is a fruit. And anyone who says otherwise doesn't know what they're talking about. Tomatoes, I mean, there's so much scientific evidence to back it up. I don't know why you're saying the scientists have said it's a vegetable. I mean, do you actually pay attention to science, Tyler? I just don't understand. I mean, I've always been taught that tomato was a fruit. There's no other way. And I know for all of you people asking out there, does that make ketchup a smoothie? Not necessarily. There needs to be some other things for it to be a smoothie. But that's okay, because tomatoes are a fruit.
Well, that is a nice, swell argument, my friend, but I think you got a few things wrong there. Like that Force Awakens movie, there was a lot wrong with that. But anyways, it appears that you were wrong about the smoothie thing. I have me a ketchup smoothie every day. I buy them from the store and they just taste so good going down the gullet. Now you were wrong about that. I agree. But ultimately, it is not a fruit. It is most definitely a veggie. And a vegetable so delicious it goes down my gullet all better than anything else. And my daddy and my family all say it's a veggie, so I think I'm going to say it's a veggie. And I don't care what no sand scientists try to say, they ain't being no scientifical if that's what they're going to go with. That's my argument.
I have no idea.
Scientifical.
Scientifical. All right, you know what? Let me start off this closing argument by asking you a question. You said that you enjoy a nice tomato smoothie, a.k.a. ketchup. You know that smoothies are entirely made out of just fruit. There's no such thing as a vegetable smoothie. Therefore, you just destroyed your claim by saying that you enjoy a smoothie made out of a fruit, the tomato. Is that true? This is an actual question.
You want me to ask that question?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
You heard it here first, folks. Tomato is a fruit, and Tyler doesn't know what to say because he ruined himself by saying he drinks smoothies made out of just tomatoes.
Well, I got something to say about that, boy.
Well, it's your closing statement now, so.
Well, now, you say you can't have a smoothie with anything else, but I disagree. I once had a potato smoothie, and that last time I checked, that was a vegetable, too. I also have had all kinds of smoothies. I had a leather boot smoothie once and a meat smoothie. Them meat smoothies and potato smoothies. You gotta have them going down smooth, if you know what I mean. I also had roadkill smoothie. Now, that's some of the best smoothie. Although you gotta clean some of them rabia off of it. Once you get it all smoothed out, it's delicious, boy! Woohoo! But like I said, the bloody tomato is a vegetable, boy! You gotta get your head screwed on. Them scientists are getting y'all screwed up in the head.
Man, I don't know what to say. Yeah, so I tried the entire time to think of a way to incorporate this, but my method was loaded question. Ask a question phrase to make your opponent look bad for answering in a way that supports their claim. I think I did that with my my closing statement question. That's the closest I can find.
I need to find some succinct way of specifying that. This might be it. That, like, they look bad for answering either way. Like, if they say that if they say something that supports their claim, then it looks bad on them for supporting their claim. Like, I don't know. If you like corn, then do you also support killing babies or something like that? And if they say no, then you can argue that they don't actually like corn, which means they're lying, or that they do like corn and therefore killing babies for whatever reason.
What about baby corn?
Obviously, extreme example. Mm. But like, okay, yeah,
Tyler, what was your fallacy?
Okay, mine was, I believe, the bandwagon fallacy.
You did that on your first.
Yeah, I bandwagoned throughout my entire statement, I think, didn't I?
Your opening statement.
I kept bringing up my mama and my papa and my
bandwagon thing. okay. I know you definitely did for your incoherent first statement. After that, I would have to go back and listen again.
Well, at least you got that edumacation to understand what I was saying and getting that, boy. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Also, good job with calling mashed potatoes a potato smoothie.
Yeah, you said that, and I kind of sat back in my chair a little bit, and I was like, I was like, essentially, yeah, you're just blending up potatoes.
So you both used your fallacies. Came in under the wire there, Austin, but it's in.
Edgema scientists.
Who had the best opening argument? Austin had the most coherent opening argument, so I'm going to have to let him have that one. Who had the best responses to criticism? Austin, I think you actually addressed your criticism this time. Not bad. Not bad at all. Good job there. This one's for you.
Just because I went with a hillbilly who you couldn't understand.
Oh, I understood most of what you were saying. Mostly.
Oh, well, you could. I couldn't. I didn't know what the hell I was saying.
Oh, that makes sense. So that was it. That was most of the episode. Now we just got to do all the boring after stuff.
Oh, man. Swiper did some swiping once.
Dora the Explorer reference. Only 90s kids will get it or
I'm
something.
I'm pretty sure Dora the Explorer is still going on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Didn't they make her a teenager or something now? I thought I saw some kind of a joke like that. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know there is probably a lot more like ranting than usual. We've got, where are we at now on our official timer? We've been going for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to somehow cut this down to the usual 45 to 50. What do we do next? Follow me on Twitter.
What a demand.
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter personally at Danilo Lioge. The podcast, the company that puts out this podcast called Incitement Studio, its Twitter is at Incitement Games.
Well, you can also contact me through through Facebook on Not So Bittersweet page on Facebook, or you can go ahead and contact me through Nemesis Blade on YouTube. I might be starting a website for my portfolio, so if anyone wants to follow me there and see different things that I'm going to start posting there, feel free.
You got a domain name yet?
Not exactly, but I have a link to the prototype on my Facebook page, so.
Okay.
If you go there, you should be able to find it from there.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'll plug my Twitter. My Twitter is just my name, at okay. Austin Irwin. Capital,
spelled with an E.
Yep, capital A, capital E. So, yeah, it should be pretty easy to find. Most of the stuff I post on there is just, like, stuff about my friends or, like, memes. That's really about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. Well, feel free to.
Hey, we all got to start somewhere.
And ask questions or something about the podcast. I'm sure I can answer something.
I apologize, everyone, about the polls for the last episode. The ones on the official adhominem.podiant.co page went up a week late, almost, and the ones on Facebook and Twitter, I just checked, they're still not there. So that's my bad. I've got to figure out what went wrong there. Sorry.
Also, please rate and review, because we still have a 0.0 rating on iTunes, because just nobody has.
Oh, man,
I don't
that
think.
Sucks. Well, one person's voted on the last episode.
What? I wonder who that was.
Here's how the last episode went down. Who had the thing for the best tree? Was it Austin with real trees or Alex with his artificial trees? According to the one dude who voted, who I'm gonna say is Tyler, Alex was the winner of that one with one vote in his favor. Mm-hmm. Again, sorry I didn't give you the Twitter or Facebook options this week. No one voted on who won regifting, even though that made the episode title. Sorry about that. Elf on the Shelf, dumb idea or fun tradition? Alex thought it was a dumb idea, and one person agreed with him there. No one agrees with Austin.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So, Alex, I know you're listening right now, so thanks for joining us. You won. Congratulations. I'll put up a thing later. Congratulate you on Twitter or something. And everyone go check out his thing, which was Taking Out the Sun.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, Taking Out the Sun.
Thank you.
Abbreviated TOTS, respectively.
The band TOTS. So you can find them on Facebook at The Band TOTS, I think. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. Moving on. We got 2 new subscribers last week, thanks to my call to action. So I'm going to do that again. Hi, guys. You're listening this far, which means you probably are okay enough with what you're hearing. If you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, it's literally right there. Like, I don't know how big your screen is. I'm going to assume that your screen is like mine and is approximately 22 to 24 inches long. And if that's the case, then that button's only going to be like 6 inches away from the play button on the podcast. Just go ahead and click that, please. I'm begging you. So anyway, we're getting votes, and last week we got subscribers. So we also now need to do another call to action. You need to start talking about the show, please. Seriously, we have not had any conversation anywhere. We need likes and reviews on iTunes so we can start climbing the charts there. I don't think they have any functionality like that on Google Play, unfortunately. You can, of course, always talk about the show on Twitter or Facebook using the hashtag AdHominemCast. And if you have any thing that you'd like to send in, see if you can get it turned into a debate topic for the show, you can send that to incitementstudio@hotmail.com. I check that like once or twice a week. Anyone else want to drop anything? Or did I get it all?
I think you got pretty much everything other than just we need to make sure that everybody's spreading the word about Incitement Studios and the fun stuff that we can do so we can do more fun stuff for everybody in the future.
Yep.
Yeah, there's that. So I guess that's it. I need to work on a new closer, I think. Like, I'm getting tired of saying the old thing, but it's what I got for right now. So thank y'all for listening. Yes, I'm from the Middle West. We say y'all here. Debates are not about proving your point. They're about asserting dominance over your opponent. Thank you for listening.